Sheni. Ve'imina oif oila karboni lashem. If one wants to bring a carbon oila from birds. The parashias before were discussing a carbon oila brought from bakar or tzayin. Now the pasuk is talking about an oila brought from birds. Ve'hikriv, and he can bring it, this offering minat tarim, from tarim, which are turtle doves, oi min b'nei hayoina, or from young doves, as karbona he can bring his carbon. Since the pasuk says by yoina b'nei, so we learn out that the doves must be young. And since it does not say b'nei by tarim, so we know that the turtle doves have to be older, mature turtle doves. And the stage of yellowness, when the feathers around the neck turn yellow, would be pasul by both tarim and b'nei yoina. Because the yellowing stage is too old for b'nei yoina, and too young for tarim. Zok Rashi, mina oif, from oif. So Rashi makes the same diak as he made earlier from the extra word min. V'loy kol oif, not all birds are kosher to be brought as a carbon. Lefisha nemar, since it says in Parashas Emor, Perik Chaf Beis, Pasuk Yutes, Tomim, Zachar, Bapokar, Baksavim Uvo Izim, that by sheep, cattle, and goats, it has to be Tomim, complete, and male. So we darshin Tamos, perfection. V'zachros, and maleness. Babahemon, is a requirement by an animal. But perfection and maleness is not necessary and is not a requirement by birds. You can bring a bird that has a mum, and you can also offer a bird that is a female. I might think that also a bird that is missing a limb is good. Talmud Loimar, min ha'oif. Min ha'oif tells me that only min ha'oif v'loy kol ha'oif, and a bird that is missing a limb is possible. Tarim, since it says by tarim, it does not say b'nei, so we darshin gedoylim v'loy ketanim, only mature turtle doves and not young ones. B'nei yoina ketanim v'loy gedoylim, only young ones and not older ones. Min atarim oy min b'nei hayoina, why does it say min by both? Prat l'tchilas hatziyuv, this is coming to exclude the yellowing stage, shebozeh v'shebozeh, by tarim and by b'nei yoina, shu pasul, that it's pasul by both, shegodol hu'etzel b'nei yoina, it is too old for b'nei yoina, for doves that have to be young, v'katun etzel tarim, and it is too young by tarim that have to be older ones. And the pasuk continues, v'grivoy ha'koyin el ha'mizbeach, so the koyin will take this bird and bring it close to the Mizbeach. Since the Pasuk says v'ikrivoy, he will bring it, the Lashon Yachid, we learn that although the Pasuk says before min ha-tayrim, oy min b'nei ha-yoyna, which is a Lashon Rabim, one does not have to bring many birds, but v'ikrivoy ha-koyin el ha-mizbeach, it is sufficient to bring one bird as a carbon, oylas oif b'nedava. Umolak es roishoy, and he makes malika on the head. Malika is the act where the Kohen takes his thumb fingernail and slits the throat of the bird. V'hikter ha-mizbecha, and then he is makter, he smokes the head on the mizbeach. V'nimsa dome al-kir ha-mizbeach, and he squeezes the blood out onto the wall of the mizbeach. Now the order of this pasuk seems to be problematic, because we know that the avodas hadam is always done before the haktara. We always do the zrika, the sprinkling of the blood, before we put anything on the mizbeach. And over here, it seems to say, v'hikter ha-mizbeach, and then v'nim sadame, then you squeeze the blood onto the mizbeach. Therefore, Rashi learns that the order of the pasuk is not correct. And really, the way it was done was, first the kohen did malika, and right after that was v'nim sadame, he squeezed the blood onto the mizbeach, and then he first was makdir the head. And the reason why the Torah does not write it in this order, but rather says Malika and then Vehikdir, is because the Torah wants to learn Malika from Vehikdir. We want to learn something about the Malika from Vehikdir. And that is, since by Vehikdir, when he puts it onto the Mizbeach, the head is separate, and the body is separate, because in Pasuk Tesvav it says Vehikdir HaMizbecha, that he is maktir the head onto the mizbeach. And in Pasuk Yud Zayin it says, v'hikter oisei ha-kohen ha-mizbecha, that he's maktir the body on the mizbeach. So we see, concerning haktara, bringing it onto the mizbeach, the head was separate, and the body was separate. So too, we want to learn that by malika, it's also separating the head and the body, which means that it is not sufficient to cut one siman, one of the simanim, but rather one must cut both simanim. He must cut the gullet, the esophagus, and the windpipe. And that is learned by the fact that the Torah puts these two words next to each other, Malika and Vehiktir. Zakt Rashi, Vikrivoi, Afilu Preda Achas Yavi. One can bring even one bird. That's why it says it, Belashin Yachid Vikrivoi. Hakoyinu Malak, Ein Malika Bekli. Malika is not done with an instrument. Ela Ba'atzmoy Shel Koyin, it is done by the Koyin himself with his body, with his fingernail. Koitzeis Bitziparnoi, he cuts with his fingernail, with his thumbnail, mimul ha'arif, near the nape, near the back of the head of the bird, v'choteich, and he cuts mifarekes, the backbone, ad shemagiel simonim, until he reaches the simonim, the signs, meaning the gullet and the windpipe, v'koteisan, and he cuts both of them, v'nim sadame, and he squeezes out the blood on the mizbeach, lashem mitz apayim, it is a language of extracting anger. Mitz means to extract and to squeeze out. Ki ofetz hametz, because the juice was depleted. So metz means juice, something that is squeezed out. So too over here. Koivesh beis hashchita, he squeezes the place where the bird was shechted. Al kir hamizbeach, onto the wall of the mizbeach. Vadam mismasa v'yorid, and the blood gets squeezed out and goes down. Rashi is bothered by the order of the psukim. Umolak v'hiktir v'nimsa. After Lemakain, is it possible to say that the blood was squeezed after the Akhtara? Me'acheshu maktir humoitse? After he's maktir, then he first squeezes the blood? The Avodas Hadam usually comes before. So Rashi says the reason why it says Malika and then Vehiktir, to learn Malika from Vehiktir. Elamai Haktara. Harosh ba'atzmai va'guf ba'atzmai, just like by Haktara when you put it on the Mizbeach. The head is separate. And the body is separate, since it says Vehiktir twice. So too, af Malika, also by Malika Kain, this is so, that the head is separate and the body is separate, meaning that you cut both of the simonim. Upshuta shal mikra, and the simple meaning of the pasuk, misurasu, it means the pasuk is inverted, and this is the way that you read it. Umolak, and you do the Kain does Malika. Vehiktir, and then he brings the bird onto the mizbeach. But v'koidem haktara, before he places the bird on the mizbeach, v'nim sadam ikfar, he had already squeezed the blood onto the mizbeach. So the order is malika, v'nim sadamoy, and then v'hiktir. And the pasuk continues, v'heser es merosoy, and the kohen removes the crop. The crop is a sack in the bird's stomach, where the digestive process begins, binaitzasa, together with naitzasa. Rashi says, tupshatim inaitzasa. Either it means the gizzard, that he removes the gizzard also, which is the part of the bird where the rest of the digestive process takes place. So he removes the crop and the gizzard. Or it means binaitzasa, together with its feathers. He removes the crop, together with the skin on top of the crop and the feathers. And the reason why we remove this part of the bird is because since birds are nizoyin min hagezel, they fly around and they steal food, so we do not want to bring this on the mizbeach, and we remove it. V'hishlach oisa, and the kohen will throw it, eitzel hamizbeach, near the mizbeach kedma, to the east. He throws it on the east side of the kevesh, on the east side of the ramp, el mekoyim hadoshen, to the place where the deshen, the ashes, are placed. The din is that every morning the Kohen removes ashes off the Mizbeach, which is the Trumas Hadeshen, and places it on the east side of the Kevesh. So this Murasai Binoitzasa, these parts of the bird are also placed in the same place where the Trumas Hadeshen is placed. Also, the ashes of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the ashes of the Menorah are also placed there. So together with all these ashes, the ashes of the Trumas HaDeshen and the ashes of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the ashes of the Menorah, we place also the crop and the gizzard. Rashi is medayik that it says El Mekoyim HaDeshen, to the place where the Deshen is. It does not say Al Hadeshen, that he places it on the ashes, because the ashes were sunken into the ground after they were placed there, and therefore he only placed it Al Mekoyim Hadeshen, the place where the ashes were, because they weren't there anymore. Zakt Rashi, Pasuk Tezayin, Murasai, Mokoyim Hari'i, that is the place of the waste. Vezeh HaZefek, and this is the Zefek, the crop. Binoitzasa, Imbnei Me'eho, together with the innards. Venoitza, the word noitza, loshen davar hamos, it is a language of something that is disgusting. Kamay ki nasu gam na'u, because it says in the pasuk that they were disgusting and also slipped. V'zehu shetargum unkelis. That's why Targum says be'uchle. He removes the crop together with uchle, the digested food, which is the gizzard. V'zehu midrash shel Abba Yosef ben Chanan. And this is the medrash of Abba Yosef, the son of Chanan, she'amar, who he says, noitel es ha'korek ben ima. We take the gizzard together with the crop. V'rabbeinu zal amru, but our chachamim say, koydus saviv hazefek. He cuts around the crop, the sakin with a knife, ke'en arubo, like a window. V'noitloi imanoitza sha'alor, and he takes the crop together with the skin and the feathers on top of it. According to this, noitzasa means feathers. So Rashi, ba'olus behema she'eno echeles, by carbon oilus behema she'eno echeles ela ba'avus ba'aleho, that the animal only eats from the places where the owner gives it to eat. Ne'emar, the pasuk says, Vakera vakarayim yuchas b'mayim. It is sufficient to wash out the insides, v'hikter, and then be makter it on the mizbeach. But be'oif, shenizim min agezel, a bird that feeds itself from stolen food. Ne'emar, the pasuk says, v'hishlech es ha'mayim, you have to throw out the innards, she'ochlu min agezel, because this bird ate from stolen property. Eitzel ha-mizbeach kedmo, and they throw the crop and the gizzard on the east side of the kevesh, b'misrochoi shel kevesh. El mekoyim ha-deshen, mokoyim shenoysen shem trumas ha-deshen, the east side of the kevesh, where the trumas ha-deshen is placed, b'chol boker every morning. The ash is taken off the outside mizbeach every morning, were placed on the east side of the kevesh, v'disha mizbeach ha-pnimi, and also the ashes of the inside mizbeach, v'ha-menorah, and the ashes of the menorah, were all placed on the east side of the kevesh, v'kulam nivloin shem b'mekoyimon, and they were all swallowed and sunken into the ground over there, and that's why it says Mikoyim HaDeshen, the place of the Deshen, because the Deshen was not there anymore. And the pasuk continues Vishisa Oisei Bechnofov, and he tears it apart, Bechnofov, leaving its feathers intact. The Kohen takes the bird and rips it apart by hand, but does not pluck out its feathers. The reason for this is, since a poor person is the type of person that brings a carbon oif, a carbon oiler from a bird, because he cannot afford to bring bakar v'tzayin. So we do not want to make his carbon any smaller, and we leave the feathers in, although the burning of feathers causes a very foul smell, but still we do not want to make the carbon of an oni any smaller. So he rips it apart, lo yavdil, but not ripping it totally into two pieces, but rather he only rips apart the back of the bird. V'hikter oisa ha-koyin ha-mizbeach, and then the koyin will smoke it on the mizbeach, alo etzim, on the wood, asher ala esh, which is on the fire, oila hu, it is a carbon oila, ishe, a fire offering, reach nicheach, a pleasant fragrance, lashem, to Hashem. Zok Rashi, v'shisa, ein shisua el biyad. Shisua is only done by hand. V'cheinu oime b'shimshin, and so it says by Shimshin, v'yishaseyu, and he ripped apart the lion, kishesa hagdi, like one would rip apart a goat. So we see, just like over there, Shimshin did it by hand, here also the lashon of v'shisa is done by hand. B'chnafav, im knafav, with its feathers intact. Ein tzorach limrod kanfei noitzasa, we do not pull out the feathers. Bichnafov, noitamamish, it actually means feathers here in the pasuk. Sometimes knafov can mean wings. Over here it means feathers. V'haloi ein lecho hejit. There is no ordinary person, shemei riach, reach, rashel, knafayim, nisrafim, who smells the smell of burning feathers, v'ein nafshe kota olav, and he does not become disgusted by this smell. V'lomar omar hakosav v'hikter, so why then did the Torah say to bring the feathers on the mizbeach, k'dei she'eha mizbeach, savea umuhudar, b'karbonoi shel oni. We want the mizbeach to be full and beautified with the carbon of an oni. Lo yavdil, he does not rip apart the whole bird. He does not rip it apart to two different pieces. He only rips apart the back. And Rashi ends off, Nemar ba'oif reach nichoyach, v'nemar b'behema reach nichoyach. The lashon of reach nichoyach, a pleasant fragrance, is said both by oilas behema and also by oilas oif. Lo'im l'cha to tell you, echor amar be'vechra mamet, that a person who brings more, who brings an expensive carbon from a behema, and one who brings a cheaper carbon from a bird, are both considered equal in the eyes of Hashem. As long as the person had his intentions towards Hashem, as long as he had the proper kavana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not look how expensive the carbon is. That's why it says, Reach Nichoyach, by both Oilas Behema and Oilas Oif. This is the end of the parsha of Karban Oila, where a person can bring a Karban Oila from Bakar, Tzayin, or Oif. We already explained that the dinim of Bakar and Tzayin were identical, and the avoidos that were done were as follows. First, the owner of the animal makes smicha, he leans his hands on the top of the animal, between the two horns, and he leans with all his power, with all his strength, and confesses his sins. Then, the shechita is done, which we said, the shechita can also be done by a zar, one who is not a kohen. The shechita is done on the north side of the mizbeach. Afterwards, all the avodas have to be done by the kohanim. The kohen catches the blood in a vessel, sprinkles it on the mizbeach shtayim shein arba, two applications which hit four walls below the chut ha-sikra. And then the kohen does hefshit, he skins the animal, cuts it into 10 pieces, and is makriv it on the mizbeach. By oilas oif, the kohen does malika, where he takes his thumb fingernail, cuts both simonim, the gullet and the windpipe, and then afterwards squeezes the blood onto the wall of the mizbeach, removes the insides, the crop and the gizzard of the bird, and places it on the east side of the kevesh. He tears apart the bird on its back. The back of the bird is ripped apart, leaving the feathers intact, and then is makriv the bird on the mizbeach. That is the order of the avodos by oilas oif. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of Menachos, the dinim of a korban mincha. V'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem, and a soul who will be makriv a korban mincha to Hashem. Rashi is medayik that by a korban mincha, it is the only korban nedava, the only voluntary korban in which we find that the Torah says a lashon of nefesh, a soul. And Rashi explains the reason. Since typically a poor person brings a korban mincha, since he does not have any livestock, he does not have any animals, he can only afford flour, so a poor person brings a mincha, the Torah says nefesh, I am considering it as if you were makriv your soul. You gave what you can give, and I consider it as if you were makriv your nefesh. So a person that will bring a korban mincha to Hashem, Rashi explains this parasha is talking about somebody who said, Harei alai mincha, I am accepting upon myself to bring a mincha, and he does not specify what type of mincha. He brings a korban mincha soilas. As the pasuk says, soilas yir karbanai. A korban mincha soilas will be his korban. Although all the menachos are made of soilas, fine flour, this specific mincha is called a mincha soilas because the other menachos were baked first, and then the kohen would make the kmitza. The kmitza, the scooping of the kohen, which that scooping was placed on the mizbeach by other menachos, are done after the mincha is baked. But by a mincha soilas, the kmitza is done while it is still flour. That's why this korban is called a mincha soilas, and one who does not specify what type of mincha he wants to bring, brings a mincha soilas. The yotzak ola shemen, and he pours oil over the whole mincha. V'nosan ole olavoino, and he places spices over part of the mincha. Rashi explains that since it says oleho twice, we know ein riboy achar riboy elo lemayit, whenever we have two consecutive ribuyim, two consecutive inclusive statements, then the second one is a miyat, the second one comes to exclude. So therefore we learn, v'yotzak oleho shemen, he pours oil on the whole mincha. V'nosan oleho levoina, then the levoina is placed only on part of it. Misvara, Rashi says also, it makes sense that the shemen should be placed on the whole thing, and levoina on part. Because since the oil will be mixed in together with the soilas, with the flour, it makes sense to pour the oil on the whole mincha. But the levoina will be taken off, and scooped off separately, and brought on the mizbeach. So if you would place it over the whole mincha, it would be very hard to separate it. Therefore, it makes sense that the levoina was only placed on part of the mincha. All this was done even by a non-kohen. A non-kohen can do the yitzika, the pouring of the oil, and the placing of the levoina. But from Pasuk Beis and on, we see that Aaron HaKohanim are mentioned, and therefore it is a mitzvah kohuna only to be done by the kohen. Ve'avio el b'nei Aaron HaKohanim, and then the owner, the bailim of the korban, will bring the mincha to the kohanim, v'komatz misham, and he will scoop from there. Rashi explains that kamitza is done by folding the three middle fingers over the palm of the hand, entrapping the mincha between the three fingers and the palm, and then using the thumb to scrape off the excess on one side, and his pinky to scrape off the excess on the other side. That is kamitza. The kamatz misham, and he makes kamitza from there, even from where the Yisrael is standing. We know that the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash was 187 amas long, but a Yisrael was only able to walk in the outer 11 amas. The pasuk is telling us that the kamitza can be done any place in the chatzar, even in the 11 amas where the Yisrael walks, even in the Yud Aleph Amo shall drisas ragle hazar. And that's what it means, v'kamas misham, he can do the kamitza even from there where the Yisrael walks. Meloi kumsai, a complete kaimitz. The pasuk is telling us that the kaimitz should not be deficient, it should fill up the whole part of his three fingers. Misalta umishamna, from soiles, from fine flour, and from shemen, and from oil. Al kol levoinasa, besides for the levoina, we do not want there to be any particles of the spices in the kamitza, only fine flour and oil. We also don't want any grains of salt in the kamitza. V'hikter ha-koin es askarosa ha-mizbecha, the koin will smoke this portion, the askarosa, the memorial portion, the part of the mincha that will cause the owners to be remembered in Shemayim, the kamitza, and he will take this askarosa, this kamitza, and place it on the mizbeach, ishei reach nichoyach lashem, as a fire offering, as a nachas ruach before Hashem. Rashi also explains that since the pasuk says al kol levoinasa vehikter, it places the word levoina next to vehikter. This teaches us that the levoina, the spices, were also placed on the mizbeach together with the kamitza. After they placed the kamitza and the levoina on the mizbeach, v'hanoseres min ha-mincha, that which remained from the mincha, the leftover part of the mincha, la'aron ulevanov, went to Aaron and his children. Since the pasuk does not say that it should go to the kaihanim, but it separates Aaron uvanov, we learn that Aaron, the kohen gadol, takes his chelek, his portion first, and then his children, the kaihanim hejoitim, will divide the rest of it. Kodesh kadoshim, the Karban Mincha has the laws of the Karbonos, which go into the category of Kodshei Kodshim. Me'ishi Hashem, from the fire offering of Hashem. Me'ishi Hashem tells me that when can the Kohanim take their portion? Only after the Kamitza was placed on the Mizbeach. Me'ishi Hashem, only after the fire offering was placed on the Mizbeach, can the Kohanim eat the remainder of the Mincha. This concludes the psukim speaking about a minchas soiles, and although the psukim over here don't tell us exactly what the procedure was by minchas soiles, we learn it out of other psukim, and this is exactly how the order of the avodas went by the minchas soiles. There were three matonos of shemen. Oil was placed into the mincha three times. First it was matan shemen bekli, where they poured oil into the vessel. Then they took the fine flour, the soiles, and placed it in the vessel. Then there was belila, mixing the flour with oil. That was the second time they placed the oil. Then there was yitzika shemen, where they poured oil a third time. They then took a kamitza of levoina, a kamitza of spices, and placed it on top of the mincha on the side. They took this whole mincha and they made hagosha, which means they brought the mincha close to the keren droimis marovis of the mizbeach, the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, like the pasuk will say further. Then the kohen made the kmitza, and he put this kmitza in a kli, in a vessel. Then he took off the levoina, he took off the spices and placed it also in the same vessel. He brought this vessel to the mizbeach. He salted the kmitza, he salted the part that was going on the mizbeach, and he was makter it, he smoked it on the mizbeach, and then Aaron and his children were able to eat the remainder of the mincha. Let us now see Rashi inside. Zok Rashi in the nefesh kisakriv. Lo neber nefesh b'chol karbonos nedava. The word nefesh is not mentioned by other karbanis nedava by other offerings that were voluntary, ela b'mincha, only by a karban mincha. Mi da'akor lis nadev mincha, whose practice is it to donate a karban mincha? Ani, a poor person who does not have any animals. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Malani olav kiilu hikrav nafshoi, I will consider it as if he sacrificed his soul. That is why it says nefesh by a karban mincha. Soiles yia karbanoi, fine flour will be his karban. Ha'omer harei aleh mincha, one who says I am accepting upon myself to bring a mincha, stam, without specifying what type of mincha he wants to bring, mevi mincha soiles, he brings a mincha called a mincha soiles, shehi harishona shebeminachis, which is the rishona of the minachis. Maral explains that Rishoyna Sheba Menachais means it is the mincha that becomes a mincha most quickly, because other menachais do not become a mincha until after they are baked, and then the kamitza is taken. But by a mincha soiles, the kamitza is taken when it is still flour, and therefore it becomes a mincha much earlier and much quicker. That is what is meant by Rashi when he says, Shehi HaRishoyna Sheba Menachais. It is the quickest mincha to become a mincha. And it is scooped when it is fine flour, not after it is baked. Like will be explained later on in the Pesukim. Since we learn over here five different types of minochois, we will see minchas seiles, which is the mincha we are talking about now, and then minchas mafesanur, which is broken up into two types, rikikin and chalois, minchas marcheshes and minchas machvas. All will be explained later. There were five types of mincha. The kulon, and four out of the five, all the rest of them, bo'ois afuyois koidon kmitza, are baked first, and then the kmitza is taken. Chutz mizu, except for this one, that is, the kmitza is taken while it is still soiles. Lekach kruya mincha soiles. That's why it is called and referred to as a mincha of soiles, of fine flour, even though all of them were really made out of flour. Soiles, ain't soiles ela minachitim. Whenever it says soiles, it means flour of wheat. Shenemar soiles chitim, the pasuk says, fine flour of wheat. Ve'ain mincha pchusa meisorin. Every mincha has to be at least 1/10 of an epha, which is the equivalent to 43 1/5 bayim, 43 1/5 eggs. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, v'isorin soiles lemincha, 1/10 of an epha for a mincha. Isorin lechol minachos. Every mincha has the measurement of 1/10 of an epha. V'yotzak oleh shemen al kula. The oil goes on the whole mincha. V'nosen oleh levoina, and the spices go al miksasa on part of it. Meniach koymis levoina oleho litzat echad. The kmitza, the scoop of levoina, was placed to a side, not over the whole mincha. Umar re'isa lemerkein. Why did you see fit to say like that? She'ein ribu achariba el lamayit. Because whenever we have two ribuyim, two inclusions, over here we have oleho, oleho, so the second one is coming to be mayit, and it's coming to exclude, and that's why the levana is only placed on part of the mincha. Davar acher, shemen al kula, the reason why oil goes on the whole thing, mipnei shehu nivlal ima, v'nikmats ima, because it is mixed with the soiles, and the oil is also scooped up together with the flour. Kamosha kosov, misalto umishamno. In Pasuk Beis it says the kamita was done from the fine flour and the oil. So it makes sense that it was placed over all of the soilus. Ulavoina amiksasa, and the reason why the levoina was placed on part of it, she'eno nevlelas ima, it was not mixed together with the mincha, velenik metzis ima, it was not scooped up together with the mincha. Shenema al kol levoinasa, it says that the kmitza has to be done separate. There should not be any levoina in the kmitza. Shela'acha shekomatz, after he makes the kmitza, melak edes levoina, he gathers the spices, kula, all of it, me'oleo from off the mincha, umaktira, and he is maktir it by itself. So we see that it makes sense that the levoina should be separate because you have to take it off the mincha. V'yotzak v'nosan v'heviya. In this pasuk it says he poured the oil, he put the levoina on, and then he brought it to the carbon, to the kayin. Melamed sheyitzika ubelila. Yitzika, which was pouring the oil, ubelila, and mixing the oil, two of the matones of shemen. Ksherim bizar. They are kosher to be done by a non-kayin, because first in Pasuk Beis do we introduce the kayin by the avoida of the kmitza. Hakoyhan v'komatz, mikmitza ve'elech mitzvah kohuna. Only from the kmitza and on does the kayin have to perform the avoida. V'komatz misham, He makes kmitza from there. Mimokom sheragli hazor emedas. Misham means from the place where the zar, the non-kayan, stands. Lilamedcha, this teaches you, shakmitza kshera b'chol mokom bazar. Kmitza is kosher, is allowed anywhere in the Azara. Af b'yud alef amas shal makam drisas ragli Yisrael. Even in the outer 11 amas where a Yisrael is allowed to walk, kmitza can be done there also. Malay kumsai, the kmitza should be full. Yachal mevaretz, I might think that it should stick out and protrude from the three fingers. Mevatzveis v'yotzi l'chol tzad, it will stick out on all sides. Talmud Lomer b'makom acher, it says in Parshas Sav, v'herim mimenu bikumsai, you should separate bikumsai, what's inside is kaimitz. Lo yehei kosher ela masha b'secha kaimitz, the only thing that's kosher is what's inside the kaimitz. E bikumsai, if it would only say the pasuk in Sav bikumsai, yachal chaser, I would think it could be deficient. Talmud Lomer miloy, it should be full. Okay, Tzad, how is this possible? Choyfe gimel etzbaisav. He folds over his three middle fingers. Al pas yodai onto his palm. Vizehu koimitz v'mashma loshoin ha'ivris. And this is what koimitz means in the language of Ivris. Al kol levoinoso. Levad kol ha'levoino yeha koimitz mole. The koimitz should be full besides for having any levoina mixed in. Levoinosa vehikter, since it says levoinosa next to vehikter, afa levoina baktara. We learn out that the levoina was also brought on the mizbeach. Meloi kumsoi misalto mishamna. It should be a full koimitz from soiles, from fine flour, and from oil. Ha'im kamas va'olo biyoda gage melech oikarit levoina. If he made a kmitza, and inside the kmitza he had a grain of salt, or a particle of spice. Spices, psula, it is puzzle. It has to be only from oil and from flour. As karasa, he is maktir, the memorial portion onto the mizbeach. Hakoimitz ha'oilo legavoya, the koimitz that goes to Hashem, hu zichroin ha'mincha, it is the remembrance of the mincha. Sheba nizkir ba'aleho l'toiva, because through it, its owners are remembered for good, ulenachas ruach, and for nachas ruach by Hashem. La'aron ulevanov, Rashi is bothered why it does not just say that the rest of the mincha goes to the kahanim. So we learn out, kohen gadol noitech chelek barosh. The kohen gadol takes the first portion, shaloi b'machlekes, without any division. He does not have to divide it with anybody else. Ve'ahedjot b'machlekes, and the kohen hedjot has to divide with the other kahanim. Kodesh Kodosh Milohem, this mincha is considered in the category of Kodesh Kodoshim. Me'ishi Hashem, after the fire offering to Hashem, Ein lohem chelek po, the kahanim cannot take the rest of the mincha, Elo la'achar matanos ha'ishim, only after they brought the kmitza on the mizbeach. And the pasuk continues, V'chisakrif korban mincha mafe sanur, one who will say, I want to bring a korban mincha mafe sanur, a korban mincha baked in an oven. So he has a choice. Soiles, fine flour, chalois matzois belulis bashemen, of chalois matzois mixed with oil, or he can bring rikike matzois mishuchin bashemen, rikike matzois which were smeared with oil. There is a machlokes what it means by mishuchin bashemen. Does mishuchin bashemen smeared with oil mean that the whole lug of oil was smeared into the rikike matzois until it absorbed the whole lug? Or do we say that they only smear a small amount, kimin chaf yevonis, like a Greek chaf, onto the rikikim, and the rest of the loik is given to Aaron Uvanov? Zakrashi, Pasuk Dalet, v'chi sakriv, she'omar harei olai minchas mafei sanur. If one says, I am accepting upon myself to bring a mincha mafei sanur baked in an oven. V'limir ha'kosuv, she'yavi oi chalois oi rikikin. The Pasuk is telling us that he can bring chalois or rikikin. Hachalos belulos. The chalos are mixed with oil. Vaharakikin and the rakikin mishuchin are smeared with oil. Vanech leku Rabbi Seinu and our rabbonim argue b'mishichoson how the mishicha was made, how the smearing was done. Yesh armim moishchon v'chayzer moishchon. He keeps on smearing it at shiich lekol Hashem and shabaluk until all of the oil in the lug was finished. Shekol ha-menaches tunais lug shemen, because all menaches need a lug of shemen. So he keeps on smearing it until all of the lug is absorbed into the rikikin. V'yesharmim, and some say, Moshchon kimin chaf yivonis. He smears it like a Greek chaf, in the shape of a Greek chaf. V'shar ha-shemen nechal b'fnei atzmoi l'kahanim. And the rest of the oil is eaten by the kahanim. Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh explains that Chof Yevonis, a Greek Chof, is kimoi nun shelonu, like our nun. The Mefarshim explain that Rashi cannot mean that it is exactly like our Nun, because if it looked like our Nun, Rashi and the Gemara would never call it a Chaf Yevonis. Why would we compare it to a Greek letter Chaf if we can compare it exactly to our Nun? So it must be different than our Nun, only similar to our Nun. The Mefarshim explained that it is like a backward Nun. It looks exactly like a Chaf Yevonis, a Greek Chaf, which looks similar to our Nun backwards. And there are many different shitas of what exactly is a Chaf Yevonis. Some people have it looking like an X, and there are other different shapes that are brought down Ayin Shem. And Rashi continues, Matam Belomer Bashemen Bashemen Shnei Pa'amim. Why does the Pasuk say twice Bashemen, Matzos Belulos Bashemen, and Rekike Matzos Meshuchim Bashemen, the word Shemen twice? Lahachshir Shemen Sheni Ushlishi Hayoytzim in Azesim. In order to permit the use of the second and third oil that comes out of the olive, Ve'ein Tzorach Shemen Rishon, we do not need the first oil, the purest oil, Ela L'Menorah, only for the use of the Menorah. Shenemar Boi Zoch, where over there it says Zoch, pure. The Mefarshim all ask, why is it necessary to have the double Lashon of Shemen to tell me that the second and third oil that comes out of the olive is kosher for Menachos, if we already have the Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh that says Kosis L'Ma'or? The first drop is squeezed lama or for the menorah, v'loy kosis lama nochos, and it is not necessary to have kosis for a carbon mincha. So we see from there that the second and third oil is kosher for mincha. So why do we need this pasuk? Some mefarshim answer that from the pasuk of kosis lama or v'loy kosis lama nochos, I would think that you are able to use the second drop of oil. The first drop of oil goes for the menorah. Kosis lama or v'loy kosis lama nochos. One can use the second drop of oil for mincha, but how do you know the third, fourth, and fifth drop of oil can also be used for menachos? That we need this pasuk over here of shemen twice to tell me af shemen sheni shlishi and so on can be used for menachos. Vishaninu b'menachos, and we learned in Masechta Menachos, kol ha-menachos ha-afuyos, or all menachos that are baked lefnei kmitzason, before the kmitza is done, v'nei kmotzos ayidei psisa, and these menachos, the kmitza is done by first making it into crumbs, crumpling and breaking down the mincha and then making the kmitza, kulon bo'os eser chalos, they are all brought 10 apiece, 10 chalos, va'omer by rekikin, Bo eser rekikin, and those which are stated rekikin, we bring 10 rekikin. So Rashi is telling us that whenever you bake the mincha first, then you crumple it and break it down and crush it, and then you do the kmitza, those type of menachos are all brought 10 apiece. So when the pasuk says, when a person says, Hare alai minchas mafisanur, in actuality he has to bring 10 chalos or 10 rekikin. And the pasuk continues, Ve'im mincha al machvas korbonecho. If somebody says, I would like to bring a minchas machvas. A machvas was a flat frying pan in which the oil in the pan was very spread out and burnt out very quickly, making the mincha very crisp and burnt. Soiles, it will be fine flour. Belula bashemen mixed with oil. Matzah tiyeh, it should be made of matzah, not chametz. Like we'll see further that all menachos are to be made of matzah and not chometz, like the pasuk says in pasuk Yud Aleph, lo seyose chometz. Pasuk oisa pitim, he will crumble it into bits. This is the din, that when the mincha was baked first, and then the kmitza was done, it was first crumbled into bits. V'yotzakta oleo shemen, and you will pour on it oil. Mincha hi, she is a mincha. From these psukim, we see that there were three matonois of shemen by a carbon mincha. In Pasuk He, we see Belula Bashemen, it was mixed with oil. In Pasuk Vav, we see V'yotzakta oleo shemen, oil was poured on top of it. And we will see further in Pasuk Zion, Soiles Bashemen Teyose, which means Matan Shemen Bekli, that oil was placed in the vessel before the fine flour was put in that vessel. Zok Rashi, V'im mincha ala machvas, she'omar hare alai minchas machvas. If the person says, I would like to bring a mincha in a machvas, uklihu. Machvas is a type of vessel. She'hoyo b'migdosh, that was in the Beis HaMikdosh, she'oifim by mincha ala or, that they bake the mincha on the fire, b'shemen, together with oil. V'akli enoi omok, the kli, the vessel was not deep, elotzaf, it was flat, u'maisa mincha she'besecha koshin, and therefore, The mincha became very crisp. Since it is very flat, the fire burns out the oil very quickly, and therefore the mincha becomes crisp. The kulon tuuna is gimel matones, and all menachos need three applications of shemen of oil: yitzika, belila, umatan shemen mekli, and placing the shemen in a kli. Koy the masiyoson, before you put the fine flour into the vessel. Like we said, in pasuk hey, pasuk vav, and pasuk zayin, all three matones of shemen are mentioned. Soilas belula b'shemen, fine flour mixed with oil. Melamit sheboilin ba'oidin soilas, that you mix it. Oil is mixed into the mincha when it is still fine flour. Posois oisa pitim, you will crumble it into bits. The rabbis kol ha-menochos ha-nefos. This comes to include all menochos that are baked koidim kemitza, before the kemitza is taken. Lipsisa, it has to be broken down first, because since it says mincha hi in the pasuk, we learn mincha hi is going also on posois oisa pitim, that the din of crumbling applies to all menochos that the kemitza was done after it was baked. V'yotzakta oleo shemen mincha hi. The rabbi is kol ha-menachos liyitzika. Since it says minchahi, we learn that all menachos have the application of shemen called yitzika. Yochal af minchas mafisanur kein, I might think that also the mincha called mafisanur also has the application of yitzika. Yitzika shemen tamad loymar oleho. It says oleho. Oleho is an exclusion. You place yitzika shemen oleho on her, on machvas, but not on mafisanur. Oitzias achalos v'loy oitzias rekikin. Maybe I'll only exclude that chalos matzos don't get yitzika, but rekikin do. Tamad loymar, therefore the pasuk says he. A second exclusion, which excludes also the rekikin. So we have oleho and he. One is excluding mafisanur chalos, and one is excluding mafisanur rekikin from yitzika, from the pouring of oil into the mincha. But the other matonis of shemen were done. For example, the pasuk says beferish that chalos matzes were belulais b'shemen, and rekike matzes were meshuchin b'shemen. It's just that the yitzika, that application of oil, was not done by mafisanur.